I mean, like I said, I love Pierre. If he wants to race, I'm more than willing to do that. But it's Pierre's going to be Pierre, and I can't really say anything about what he says. I don't think so, but no.
Robert, how specifically do you feel that you improved from week one to week two? Was there one or two things that you were really happy about that you felt you took a big step forward?
Me personally, just my technique and just doing what Coach and them are asking me to do. I feel like I made strides in that area. And then now it's just about going out and playing. You know, for us as a team, it takes 11 guys to all execute. And we haven't been doing that these first 2 weeks. We got better at it in the second game, but we fell behind the eight ball again. So we just got to make sure we don't get off to those slow starts, and that's been an emphasis this week, and it'll be an emphasis for the rest of the season.
You said Sunday night that a couple of the guys maybe mentioned to you about leading with the harder edge. You've had a couple of days to mull over that. Have you thought about is there going to be a change in your leadership style in the locker room?
No, I mean, not too much of a change. You know, we just need energy out there on the field, period, especially when you're on the road. The crowd's not going to give you any energy. So I take it upon myself to be that guy. I've never been a hype man, but Lil John's a Redskin fan, and, you know, you can learn a little bit from him. So I'll be the hype man if they need me to be the hype man. I'll get everybody motivated, and that's what you got to do as a quarterback. You got to motivate guys. You got to inspire them to go play great. And if you feel like the team doesn't have enough energy at the time, you create that energy, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to get back to balling out, and we just got to get our swagger back, and I think that's what we're going to do.
Robert, there's no idea he has any. There's no way he has any idea who Lil John is. Just so you know.
Say what?
There's no reason that he has any idea who Lil John is.
No, he has no idea.
Just having fun.
He didn't crack a smile or anything. Just, no.
Where do you feel with regards to your accuracy and your timing?
You know, I feel like just as a group, we've all been off a little bit, and we'll figure that out, and we'll get it going. You know, we've been hitting in practice. They're in the game at times we're hitting, and, you know, so I don't think it's necessarily a problem, but it's showing up, especially on third down. We just got to execute better, and we will.
The struggles of the first two games, the frustrations, have you ever encountered anything similar to this in your career prior to here? And if so, how did you get through it? And what's the key now to just kind of getting your groove back?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be times in your career, no matter what level you play at, that you're going to struggle at times. And you just got to keep a strong mind and don't let it get you down. It's kind of like, what's a man to do when he goes to work every day and does everything the right way and it just doesn't come out the way he wants it to? You can either give up and go do something else, or you can keep pushing forward. And I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep pushing forward, keep working. You know, if we feel like we can fine-tune things here and there, that's what we're going to do. And it's just about doing it now. You know, there's nothing that we can say that's going to make it better. We have to go do it, and that's what we have to do on Sunday.
When was that time, and how did you come about learning that?
I mean, you just over time. I mean, I can't give you a specific instance in my career from seventh grade on, but, you know, it's just, it happens, and you're always going to be faced with adversity no matter what you do in life, and it's just how you respond to it, and, you know, I think the response that this team will be a great one.
Robert, a couple minutes ago you mentioned swagger. You guys won your last seven games last year, undefeated preseason. How do you figure the swagger kind of disappeared there? You would think you guys would have almost too much of it after winning all the time over the last few months.
No, I mean, you know, people are going to, you know, pat you on the back and say how great you are. And then when things turn south, you know, people's true colors come out. And for us, it's just about getting back to that grit that we are. You know, we run the ball and we stop the run. That's two things that this team's always done. And these first two games, we haven't done either of those very well, or even had the chance to run the ball on offense because we've fallen behind so quickly. So, you know, I think that's where we have to get our swagger back. And guys just got to go out there and play free. We know our assignments. We know what we have to do. This is about going out there and doing it.
Robert, you talked about needing more energy on the field. How can you help create more of that?
I can run more, but other than that, I mean, it's fine. I'll do whatever we have to do to win the game. That's always been my mindset. And I'm the quarterback. So if I have to create that energy, if I have to spit a rap line in the huddle, sure, whatever, I'll do it. And just whatever it takes to get that energy, we'll do it.
Did you feel last year when you were running and doing the things you were doing that did create extra energy?
I think it creates a spark. I think it creates a spark for the team, but the one thing I can't do and the mistake I can't make is just go out there and try to run. And that's what I said after the game. It's not about just going out there and running to prove other people wrong or prove other people right or whatever you want to do. You have to do it when the time arises, and I haven't had those opportunities in these first two games. And, you know, hopefully I get that opportunity in this game, and it'll be a spark for our team.
Robert, there's been some ex-coaches and ex-players that have played this game, national outlets that have said, Robert shouldn't be playing, it should be Kirk. What is your reaction to that, and does that motivate you or does it upset you?
No, I mean, it doesn't do anything for me. People outside of here don't know what we go through every day. They don't know what's going on in this team. So it's like we said after the game amongst ourselves, if they're not for us, then they're against us, and we don't have to worry about what they say, worry about what they want us to do. We know what we have to do, and that's how you approach that.
Robert, how much would a win this weekend change sort of the path of this team this season, knowing that you guys started out flat here? Do you consider this an absolute must?
You never want to say it's a must-win game. It's early in the year, but we want to win this game just like we want to win every game. And that's the approach you have to take towards it. You know, our goal is to be 2-2 by the bye. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work to make that happen. And it has to start. It started on Tuesday, our day off. And, you know, guys have locked in. And they're ready to go for this game, just like I thought they were for the past two. But you just can't, like I said, we can't keep talking about it. I can answer all you guys' questions all day. It's not going to change anything that happens on Sunday. We just got to go play.
Robert, a couple times this week, Shanahan has kind of hinted that as the season wears on, this offense is going to start looking more like what it looked like last year. What's he talking about?
No, I mean, I just, you know, we really haven't had a chance to get into our game plan the first two games. And that's everybody's fault, offense, defense, special teams. We have to play as a team, as a well-rounded football team, and we haven't thus far. And when we get those opportunities, and we will, then you'll see more of last year's offense come back into play just because we'll get deeper into our game plan.
Robert, you mentioned a minute ago about the running. Do you want to run more? I mean, obviously you haven't had the opportunity because of deficits and whatnot, but do you want that, or was your hope coming into the season that wouldn't be necessary as often?
I mean, I'll tell you what, you know, if you would have told anybody we were going to throw the ball 49 and 40 times the first two games, they'd thought you were stupid. So it's not that I want to run more. I just feel like that's what we need. And if that's what it takes for us to win games, then I'm willing to do that. It's not, there wasn't anything that I was like, I want to shy away from that coming into the year. But like I said, if that's going to spark us, then I'm willing to do it.
Robert, in your teleconference today with the Detroit media, they asked you about this Redskin nickname issue, and I believe you said you'd been advised not to talk about that. Could you just clarify what you meant by that?
I mean, what I mean is me and all these players in here, we're not the authority to speak on that issue. So that's what I mean by that. We can't tell you anything from that standpoint because we have no authority to talk about that. No, not a team-directed thing or anything. We just, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm not Native American, so I don't know what to say about that.
You've talked before about how you have big plans after your football career ends, wanting to get into other fields. Has the rehab, the recovery, all this, has it changed your view of what your football career is going to look like and what your post-career plans will be?
No, I'm not worrying about post-career. Nah, man, we want to – I'm worrying about – I'm preparing for Detroit. I'm not worrying about that stuff afterwards. I mean, I want to play in the NFL as long as I possibly can. If I could play till I was 60, I'd do it. So I'm not worried about post-career at all.
Robert, when you are under pressure and you do need to make a play or get out of the pocket and elude people and outrun them, what's the difference right now for you compared to what you did when you had every, you know, full turbo speed last year?
I don't think there is much of a difference. I just, you know, I go back and I watch the film too, you know, more in depth than a lot of people do. And I try to look and see in certain situations if it's a sack or if there's a just a, you know, a negative play. Was there a chance for me to make something happen in this area? And a lot of times they haven't presented themselves. And that's not an excuse or anything like that. But, you know, I want to go out there and make plays for this team. And I have to trust everybody on this team to go out and make plays too. And sometimes I don't have the opportunity to do what I did last year. And I don't feel like the knee brace or anything like that is holding me back.
Robert, with the little bit of zone read stuff that you guys have done, how much of that is just you showing a look, and how much of that is you actually reading the end, reading the linebacker coming down?
You know, most of it is zone read, reading that defensive end. You're going to give him different looks to try to, you know, keep him off balance, but a lot of times it is zone read.
He You said that you think a run could you running more can help spark the team. So how do you get more of those opportunities? Will you go to Kyle and Mike and say, let's throw some in the menu for this week?
No, I mean, they've been in the menu. We just haven't had a chance to run them because of the circumstances of each game. So, I mean, we can keep asking these questions in different ways. I mean, they're there. The plays are in. We're ready to run them. I'm ready to run them. We just haven't had a chance to do it because we've fallen behind too much.
Robert, Ndamukong Suh, when you hear that name, what you think?
You played against him 1 year in Nebraska. Great player. Plays with a motor, plays with a lot of aggression. And I got to trust my guys up front to go block him and Nick Fairley if Fairley plays and go from there. I mean, all the other stuff, that stuff gets decided on the field. You can't really worry about that, and that's all you can say.
Robert, when did you come to that realization that, you know, more running may be necessary during the game, after the game, last couple of days? When did you say, okay, it's time to put the cape back on?
No, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it wasn't an epiphany or anything. It's just a thought. You know, we're all trying to figure out ways to help us succeed. And, you know, for me, if that's one of the ways that'll help us succeed, then I'm more than willing to do it.
To go back to the original question, you kind of joked about Pierre saying you'd race him. Matt, I've never run a 4.3, but it stands to reason. It seems reasonable that if one of us ran a 40 and then put on a knee brace and ran it again, we wouldn't run it as fast. You don't think in any way it restricts kind of what you're able to do from an agility standpoint?
No, I mean, the knee brace is going to protect you, but, you know, I've gotten out of stuff this season, just like I did last year in the pocket when it breaks down, and I don't feel like it's holding me back.
What is your take on the whole back and forth, 1 minute you're in the Hall of Fame, the next minute you shouldn't be playing, that outward criticism or perception from analysts and fans and whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to the fans, you know, for us as a team right now, you know, fans are there to support us, and that's what this team needs. We need the support of our fans. We don't need them trying to tear this team apart, and that's all you can say about that.